This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. News reports and doom and gloom headlines to the contrary. The fact of the matter is that we do still make stuff in this country. It's a different kind of manufacturing than it used to be, but manufacturing it is with decent pay as well. A lot of the rote work is being done by machines, which means today's factory workers need to know more math and engineering than they did before. So high schools are combining some of the latest technologies with a very old idea. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes us to class in upstate New York to check it out.
We're here working with a 3D printer right now.
High school juniors and seniors huddle around a 3D printer as their teacher explains how a digital pattern gets it to slice up plastics. One asks if they can print out a person.
In a plastic form, yes.
I know what I'm doing with my 3D printer. 3D selfies.
I've always wanted.
They're taking advanced classes at the high school and college level through a program that brings them to a tech-focused campus. They're here from schools across New York because their passion for technology earned them recommendations from their teachers. So they've got serious questions, too.
Do you think it'll be, like, faster?
Programs like this are growing, driven by companies that want skilled workers and educators that want students to get good jobs as engineers, designers, programmers, and technicians. Students here study hot fields like nanotechnology and green building, a draw for Michaela Regner.
My passion right now is sustainable architecture.
Not something she can specialize in at her home high school. But here, she gets hands-on access to new technology in the type of place she wants to build.
I absolutely love this building because it envelops everything that is just fantastic. Like, the windows are specially angled so the sun can come in during some seasons, and it's just amazing to me.
Are we going to see these in, like, factories where they make small little parts, like when parts break?
Global companies like Cisco and regional firms provide mentoring, equipment, and money to cover college tuition. Grants and public school funds take care of the rest, totaling around $11,000 per student each year. Students like Jake Fortin and their parents appreciate the opportunity to take college classes without getting stuck with the bill.
First, the college credit, because it's free and college is super expensive now.
The little cutting tool. Well, actually, these are the anti-glue pens.
But their teacher, Daryl Aykroyd, says the big draw is the chance to get their hands on the latest stuff.
This is the place to be, and this is where you want to go. Because think about the technology that's going to happen in 5 years from now. And it's just about trying to get them to get back that creative spot.
He's young, with a hipster beard and man bun. But he's also kind of a throwback to a character these students' grandparents would recognize, the shop teacher. Schools are bringing back the tradition of showing students how to work with their hands, this time with a high-tech twist. Now, instead of a birdhouse and a mouthful of sawdust, students get skills that pay.
We're preparing our students for jobs that don't exist yet.
Laura Logan King is assistant superintendent at Ballston Spa Central School District, which runs this program for students from 20 New York school districts. Its partnership with higher ed and industry is new, so part of her job is explaining how technology some find strange or even scary is creating jobs in energy, IT, manufacturing, and more.
It's really about creating that awareness, not only for the students, but also for the parents, so that they can have an understanding about, well, what are these new opportunities that are going to be available for my children?
Between classes, students meet to collaborate on projects under the soaring ceiling of the energy-efficient building. One of them is Morgan Pacatar, who remembers when she first suited up for the nanotech lab.
And I'm just like, I feel cool. Like, this is awesome. Like, this is what I want to do, so I'm enjoying it.
Because she's got a jump on college, the seniors are already looking ahead to local tech firms where she might want to start her career.
I know there's a lot of places opening up around here. GE is always an option, Evident Technologies.
That's what educators and tech companies want, a new generation of workers with hands-on skill for the jobs of the future. This new program graduated its first class last year, so we'll soon see if the investment pays off. In Malta, New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.